The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Bartling is able to pull down the rebound. Johnson somehow steps through it, gives it out to Schonifer now. Schonifer has it, backdoor cut, but no lane to pass it to as Johnson had a nice angle. Mostick's going to kick it out. They'll give it right side for Johnson. Johnson drives, floats, back of the iron, good. Wow, what soft touch there for Zach Johnson.
Today, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Elm Creek as the Buffaloes battle the Wilcox Hildreth Falcons. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Wilcox Hildreth, they love to lob it into the paint. This time they'll kick it out to Alexa Heinrich, get it on the wing to Gruel. Her shot rattles in and out, no good. Offensive put back, Earhart gets it a second time and puts it up and in. Rachel with a game high 11 points, and it's back to a 9-point Wilcox Hildreth lead.
Tonight's doubleheader features teams in the upper half of the conference, with both squads coming off Friday night conference battles. It's the Falcons and Buffaloes coming up next, but first, a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Elm Creek with Classic Hits Sports' Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Elm Creek. A great Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader in store for you tonight here on PlantRiverPreps.com as well as on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Glad you could join us. Streaming live right now on the web for the girls' game between Wilcox Hildreth and Elm Creek. Later, at the conclusion of the Amherst Wrestling Invitational, after Doug's coverage on Classic Hits 98.9, we will make the transition over to Classic Hits Radio as well. So first up, the girls' game, of course. Both teams coming in with pretty identical records. Wilcox is and Elm Creek about the same records. Wilcox Hildreth came into the weekend 6-4. Elm Creek at 6-3, and so a couple of teams that are pretty solid. And it's going to be a great matchup here on the girls' side. On the boys' side, probably where a lot of the attention is going to be here tonight, Wilcox Hildreth with an impressive come-from-behind win last night against Kennesaw. They're still undefeated. They're ranked in the top 10 in Class D2. Elm Creek has been battling their way through some injuries. They probably were one of, if not the favorite in the Fort Kearney Conference when the season began on the boys' side to win the conference title. But right now it's Wilcox Hildreth who is undefeated, and Elm Creek is trying to give them their first ding of the year. And again, they're getting healthier. They're playing a little bit better, so the boys' matchup should be outstanding. The girls' game will be very competitive as well, and we're excited to bring you the games here on PlantRiverPreps.com as well as later on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We're going to take a quick break, but when we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech, your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the starters for the Falcons and the Buffaloes in our girls' game coming up right after this.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Kelly's Sales and Service in Elm Creek is proud a supporter of the area athletes in tonight's game. See Kelly's for everything automotive, from minor tune-ups to major repairs. Or if you're tired of putting money into that old car, talk to them about great selection of used vehicles that they have on the lot. If they don't have the car that you're looking for, they can find it. Proud sponsor of all high school sports. Best of luck, Buffaloes.
And welcome back here. It's time now for our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin, first of all, for Wilcox-Hildreth coming into the weekend, 6-4 on the season. And here is the starting lineup for head coach Dave Irwin. Tonight's lineup is going to be Emily Poole, a 5'7 senior. She's averaging 4.3 points and about a rebound and a half per ball game. Alexa Heinrichs is a 5'8 senior, and Heinrichs is averaging just short of 2 points and a rebound and a half per contest. Also making the start will be 5'5 junior Alex Bocheski. Bocheski on the season is averaging a little bit over 7 points and 3 rebounds a game. Riley Jenkins also starting, 5'6 senior, and Jenkins on the year is averaging 5.3 points and almost 7 rebounds a contest. And Sophie Gruel, a 5'10 junior, will round out the starting lineup. Gruel is averaging 4.3 points and 2.5 rebounds per ball game. Now for the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes, their starters are going to be pretty much the same as they've been most of the year here. Hannah Robbins, a 5'3 junior, she's averaging 9.9 points and 2.5 rebounds. Claire Cornell, a 5'9 freshman, is averaging 12.1 points and nearly 10 rebounds a game so far this season. Sage Martin, a 5'8 junior, is averaging 5.3 points, 5.6 rebounds contest. Shelby Ferguson, a 5'3 senior, is averaging 3.6 points and 3.5 rebounds a game. And Mackenzie Dio, a 5'5 sophomore, she's averaging 6.6 points and 5.5 rebounds per ball game. And again, their leading scorer is a freshman, Cornell, who averages a little bit over 12 points per ball game. So there's your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Again, a reminder for you that on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, going on right now, the Amherst Wrestling Invitational. The finals are being broadcast by Doug over in Amherst. And at the conclusion of that, we will be making the transition from being simply on the stream here on PlatteRiverPreps.com to making that transition over to Classic Hits 98.9 FM, where we'll be streaming on the station's website, plus right here on PlatteRiverPreps.com. So really won't have to make too many adjustments for you at all if you're only going to be listening online. But you will have that other listening option coming up as soon as we have the post-game or the post-tournament wrap-up that Doug will have from the Amherst Holiday Tournament. Right now, the Falcons being introduced. Of course, they're in their dark blue uniforms with the lighter blue numbers, letters, and trim. School colors are black and silver, but you don't really see that a whole lot on their uniforms. It's really a very dark blue. I guess I'd say it's a dark blue. In any event, sharp-looking uniforms. And the Buffaloes, who are blue and gold, well, of course, they have to wear white at home, so they're in their home white uniforms, the blue numbers, letters, and gold trim on the uniforms as well. So the Lady Buffaloes being introduced right now, and one of those great traditions. I love to see when teams do this. After they're being introduced, they go over and shake the opposing coach's hand. So Dave Irwin right now shaking all five starters of Elm Creek's hand as they are being introduced. And we're just about ready to put the ball in the air here in Elm Creek as the Buffaloes will be taking on the Falcons. Center stage for the girls, followed by the boys later. And by that time, most assuredly, we'll be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Glad you could join us for high school basketball. We're going to step away. We'll have the tip between the Falcons and the Buffaloes coming up right after this.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth here in Elm Creek. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member FDIC. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball as we're just about ready to go. In fact, Elm Creek has already broken the huddle. They're out near midcourt waiting to have the Falcons join them so they can have the jump. And they do so. Jumping for the Falcons here will be Gruel. And she'll be jumping up against Claire Cornell here. So the freshman will get things started with the opening tip. Leading scorer for the Buffaloes on the season. And she does win the tip, but it goes out of bounds. And I think it was touched by the Falcons. Yeah, it was, as they're trying to save it over there. So it will be Elm Creek basketball to start the game. So the possession arrow pointing their direction as they bring in the offensive zone. Robbins. We'll get the ball out here for Ferguson. Entry pass on the inside, and Elm Creek turns it over. Not a great pass as it was swarmed under there. And Jenkins, well, she kind of returns the favor. Didn't really have the handle as she got the pass. And so both teams just kind of swap turnovers here in the first 12 seconds of the game. And so Elm Creek back in the offensive end. Robbins on the bounce. We'll give it off on the right side here for Dio. Dio, top of the circle for Ferguson. Ferguson airs it down low. Dangerous pass, but Cornell's able to catch it, kick it out. And Dio will fire a long two, and it is up and good. So Dio gets it started here for Elm Creek. And she has the first 2 points of the ball game for either team off of the first shot. Another high pass on that left wing. It goes off the hands of the intended receiver. Wilcox-Hildreth with another turnover. Falcons are going to press back here, though. They're going to try to get the ball back with that pressure. Cornell brings it up across the timeline, makes a long pass up ahead that had to be saved. Now they work it back inside to Cornell, who's running the floor. Her little runner in the lane is no good, and the rebound is taken out of there by Gruel. So here come the Falcons in the offensive end. They double team there, but they kick it top of the circle. Here comes the three-pointer for Heinrichs. Heinrichs' three is no good. It goes out of bounds, and that'll be a team rebound here for Elm Creek. Played a little bit over a minute, only 2 points of the ball game coming from Dio. And again, the Falcons will press, but Elm Creek handles it very well. They kick it up ahead here for Dio. Dio dribbles out there, and then maybe she was going a little bit too fast as she lost the ball, and that'll be another turnover. Some instructions coming here from Dave Irwin on the far sideline as they'll inbound it at the end of his bench. Emily Poole will just toss it in, and Wojcieski will bring it in the offensive end. She'll dribble on that right side, picked up there by Robbins. Kick it top of the circle, and it's going to be in the hands of Heinrichs. Heinrichs didn't want to shoot the three there. Dribbling and falling down are the Falcons, and it's going to be a hell ball. The arrow is pointing now to Wilcox-Hildreth. So it will be Falcon basketball again, so they don't turn it over here. But often felt, except for a rebound, if there is a jump ball, it should go to the defense. That proposed rule change has not caught any traction, however. Pass on the left side is going to be knocked out of bounds by Cornell. And so triggering it in is going to be Poole. Poole gives it off that left side. Heinrichs will fire a long three-pointer. It's no good. Offensive rebound in underneath. And now the long outlet pass by Sage Martin as she comes up with a rebound, passes it up ahead, and it's going to be up and in for Claire Cornell. And a timeout here for Wilcox-Hildreth. Dave Irwin not happy with how things are starting. His team is down 4-0 with 6:07 to go here in the first quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take it with him. We're back after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it?
with their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See CappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Back here to Elm Creek, the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth here. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. And the Falcons will bring the offensive end. Wojcicki will lob it off here on the left side. And Heinrichs had trouble coming up with it. It was so high. And Wilcox-Hildreth turns it over again. That's been their bugaboo so far, is the turnovers. Unofficially, I have them with five here in the game. Quick little runner on that left side for Elm Creek. It is no good. And the Falcons come down with the rebound. So they're in the offensive end, dribbling on that left side, dumping it in underneath. Pass is tipped, but into the hands of Jenkins. Jenkins now will kick left wing here for Poole, and Poole will hit the jumper. So Emily Poole, beneficiary of a lucky break as the pass was tipped around, but right into her hands, and then a long outlet pass for Elm Creek that goes out of bounds. So again, neither team really taking great care of the basketball here. And the ball's inbounded for Heinrichs. Heinrichs will dribble down the baseline. They double-team her. They work it around the perimeter. Top of the circle with it is Poole. They double-team that. She'll kick left side for Wojcicki, who gives it off here for Heinrichs. Heinrichs will fire a long three, and it is no good and rebounded by Elm Creek. And they're on the run. Stopping in the lane is Ferguson. She'll now dump it inside for Cornell. Cornell, nice pass through the lane. It's going to be out of bounds. And last touch by the Falcons. They could have called a kick there, but they're just going to call it going out of bounds. They're going to allow the Falcons. Nope. Yeah, they didn't notice that one of the Falcons was tying her shoe, and they handed the ball off to Shelby Ferguson. And as soon as the official noticed that, he blew the whistle and said, wait a minute, my bad. Yeah, let her tie her shoe. So the ball inbounded here for Hannah Robbins. Robbins will throw it in that left corner here for Cornell. Cornell back out, open for the three is Dio, and she hits the three. Mackenzie Dio strokes in a three-pointer. And Elm Creek now with a 7-2 lead. And we're going to have a push that's going to be whistled here on Dio. As the ball was being dribbled into the corner. Nice spot for a trap there, but Dio just stepped into the player a little bit too much and committed the foul. Emily Bergstrom going to check into the game. Heinrichs will come out here for the Falcons. And to throw it in is going to be Poole. Poole will give it to Bergstrom. Bergstrom on the bounce near midcourt. Kicks it off left side for Poole. Poole gets it in the lane. A little 12-footer is up and good here for Jenkins. Nice ball movement to set up Riley Jenkins for the bucket. Long pass up ahead here by Cornell. Cornell gets it to Ferguson. Ferguson all the way down to the baseline. Tried to kick it back out. Martin had a little trouble handling it. Now Martin gets the ball back. She'll get left side. Ferguson's open for the jumper. It's no good. Offensive rebound for Cornell. And then rebounded out of there by Wilcox-Hildreth. So Wilcox-Hildreth now with it. Top of the circle to get it to Bergstrom. They're trying to trap there out of that zone and nearly making the steal, but committing the foul instead was Mackenzie Dio. Dio didn't quite have the angle that she thought she had. When she went for the steal, she got a lot of body, and for Mackenzie Dio, that is going to be her second foul of the game. So she's in a little foul trouble here with 4:03 to go in the second quarter. Ball inbounded with Bergstrom. Bergstrom, dangerous pass to the high post. Now pass down to the low post. Shot going to be blocked, and then the rebound is taken out by Elm Creek. On the run is Cornell. She's going to take it in with that right hand. It's up and in. So nice job there by Cornell to pull down the defensive rebound and then drive the length of the court as she went coast to coast, went from underneath one basket to the other. Nice bounce pass down low. Quick jumper for Gruel. Gruel gets the bucket and give the assist to Jenkins. And we've got a whistle here as the ball is knocked out of bounds and it goes off the hands of Elm Creek. So that'll be another Buffalo turnover. So inbounded here for Bergstrom. 9-6. Bergstrom, they're trying to trap her. And she's kind of losing some ground here. Pass is deflected, but Jenkins comes up with it. Extra pass down low for Gruel, and Gruel took an extra step. Yeah, Wilcox-Hildreth may be playing a little bit faster than they want to with that pressure being put on here by Elm Creek, and it is a turnover. Both teams right now being taken out of their offense by the pressure of the defenses. Ferguson breaks the press here, though. She drives, dumps it in underneath, and Asia Areta will get the bucket. So nice bucket there for Areta as she has her first points of the game. So that'll push that lead back out to five. It's 11-6, 3 minutes to go here, quarter number one. Pass to the high post to Jenkins, and Jenkins is going to be held. And if you don't tip that ball right away, you're better off just trying to drop back in the offensive player's back pocket, because if you keep reaching for the ball, you're going to be called for the foul, and that's exactly what happened there to Aja Areta. So she's called for the hold. That's now three fouls that have been whistled as a team against Elm Creek. Mike Ford will bark out some instructions as Wilcox-Hildreth will inbound underneath their own basket. No, lob it in here for Bergstrom. He's got top of the circle. Gave it away. Now the kick at left side. Thinking about the three momentarily was Wojcicki, but she'll dribble and kick on the right side for Poole. Poole puts up a long deuce. No good. And rebounded by Elm Creek. So Buffalo's come out there with it as Martin snags the rebound. She gave the ball away. Now she gets it back. We'll throw it down low. Pass is going to be tipped around, and that is going to be an Elm Creek turnover. Stolen away, and on the run is going to be Bergstrom. She'll dribble down the baseline, kick it back out, top of the circle for Poole. Back to Bergstrom, who tries to work it down low. It's a little bit high, but it's in the lane. Extra pass, and high off glass. Gruel will get the bucket. She got the pass about a foot away from Riley Jenkins, and Jenkins will give her an assist. So 11-8, and with it is number 11, Cornell. She'll give it off left side, a little runner for Martin, no good, and rebounded by Wilcox-Hildreth. Bergstrom on that far sideline will throw it down low, pass is tipped, and into the hands of Areta, so that will be a Wilcox-Hildreth turnover, and dribbling free, here's Cornell. Cornell, though, then is shut off by Wojcicki, so she'll back it out, and we'll go into a half-court set here. Looks like a 1-3-1 zone right now for the Falcons. Kick right side, three-pointer up, no good for Robbins, and we got a foul on the rebound. A little hold on the rebound, and it was as Areta was grabbing the ball. So Areta will go to the line and will shoot two after the first foul of the game by Riley Jenkins. Areta's free throw was on the way, a little bit short. So she misses the first one, has one more coming up here. Sarah Earhart checking in here for the Falcons with a minute 33 to go. Second free throw by Areta, no good. And rebounded by the Falcons. That's Ashley Nichols who came up with the rebound. She just got into the game, and now she's got the ball down low. Actually, that's Preston who put up the shot there. Missed it, and it's going to be rebounded by Elm Creek. So Elm Creek will dump it in underneath here for Cornell. She'll kick it to the elbow. 15-foot jumper by Martin is up and good. Nice ball movement there, and Sage Martin strokes in a 15-footer for a five-point lead with a minute to go in quarter number one. 13-8. Falcons down by five, got the basketball. Pass going to be knocked around. With the top of the circle here is going to be Heinrichs. Heinrichs uses up her dribble, give it off right side for Earhart. Earhart nearly walked with it, but she kept her foot. Now she'll dribble a little bit, and she lost the ball there. Now that will be a Wilcox-Hildreth turnover. So 41.9 to go here in the first quarter. And Claire Cornell had to kind of yell at a couple of Buffaloes that were walking away from her. Both of them thought the other one was going to get the inbounds pass. It's like, wait a minute, ladies, I need a little help. So it is eventually tossed in here for Ferguson. And they get it off here left side. Driving there is going to be Martin. Martin's little runner is up and no good. And tracked down in the corner by Cornell, and then Cornell tries to throw it off the foot of the Falcon over there, and it didn't go out of bounds, and when there was a little hand-to-hand combat for the ball, Claire Cornell committed the foul. So she was trying to throw it off the leg, and instead she threw it off the foot, and that's not a kick just because it hits the top of a shoe, and it took kind of a funny bounce, and when they were involved in a little wrestling match for the ball, a foul called on Cornell. So 14 seconds left. Heinrichs has it. Nice bounce pass down to the baseline. Left-handed shot good for Ashley Nichols. So Nichols hits the shot, and there's not a lot of time left here. 3 seconds left. Pass deflected. It's a turnover, and they're going to throw it from about three-quarter court. It would have counted, but it didn't have enough mustard on it. But Elm Creek turns it over essentially at the buzzer, And they'll have to be content with a three-point lead. Right now, at the end of one quarter, it's Elm Creek 13, Wilcox Hildreth 10. Second quarter coming up right after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Pawnee.
Well, a 13-10 lead here to start the second quarter for Elm Creek. They'll also have the basketball, and they'll toss it in here for Asia Areta. Welcome back to the Nebraska National Bank broadcast booth here at Elm Creek. Areta's going to drive, kick out left side for Dio. Dio will skip it off on the right wing here. She's got the bounce right now, and they'll give it off for Ferguson. Back around left side, back to Areta. Areta gives it near the top of the key, and Dio will stroke in the three. Mackenzie Dio with another three-pointer. She's been hot. She's got 8 points in the game. She's got half of Elm Creek's total. They lead it 16-10. Lob on the left side here for Heinrichs. Heinrichs throws it in, and it's going to be a jump ball. Wilcox Hildreth will maintain possession here. And in for Elm Creek is going to be Hannah Robbins. So Robbins comes in, and Sydney Wojcieski checking in. She's going to inbound the ball on the baseline. And she'll lob it, and it's going to be caught, snapped in underneath, posting up there, putting up the jumper is going to be Preston. Preston's shot will not fall, and we've got a foul on the rebound as Areta snagged the bound for the Buffaloes. And the foul is going to be on Wilcox Hildreth. That'll be the first on Alexa Heinrichs. So that'll be her first. Four fouls against Elm Creek. That's only the second against the Falcons so far. Dribbling left side is Dio, and then they're going to call that hand check. Saw a lot of those beginning of the year until players got used to it. But eventually, they made the adjustment. Sydney Wojcieski is the one called for the foul here on that hand check. Inbounded on the left wing here for Dio. Quick low jumper up, no good. And we've got a foul on the rebound. And we'll walk to the other end of the court as the Falcons will be able to inbound it. Over the back was Elm Creek's Claire Cornell, and that is going to be her second. So we'll see if they protect her a little bit. They don't make a substitution just yet. And the Falcons will inbound. 7:03 to go here, quarter number two. And coming up at halftime, we'll talk with Tanner Cavaney, head boys basketball coach at Elm Creek. Bad pass here by Wilcox Hildreth, trying to lead it into the corner, and it was a little bit too high. Heinrichs couldn't get her hands on it. And that'll be another turnover. So Robbins in the offensive end, facing 1-3-1 zone. We'll give it off left side for Areta. Areta gets it top of the circle. There's Dio. She'll fire another three. That one is off the mark and up high. And the ball goes out of bounds on the rebound. Last touch by the Buffaloes, so the Falcons will have it. So Poole going to inbound, and Buffaloes are going to pick up the pressure at midcourt. So they're going to allow the point guard, Alex Wojcieski, just to bring in the offensive end. Pass deflected back in the hands of Wojcieski, who gives it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs' pass on the baseline is going to be knocked out of bounds by Elm Creek. Good hands by Areta. She slapped down one pass. And Sage Martin knocked down another. So Emily Poole will inbound on the baseline. And they'll throw it down low, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Cornell. Nothing's easy. As Elm Creek, with pretty good hands, making it very difficult for the Falcons to pass the ball where they want to. 2-3 zone right now for Elm Creek on the inbounds, and they'll throw it top of the circle. Three-pointer for Wilcox Hildreth is no good. And the rebound taken out by the Buffaloes. Snagging the bound was Robbins. Long pass up ahead now for Cornell. Cornell, little baseline jumper up and good. So she strokes in the bucket. She's got 6 points in the game. And we've got a timeout taken here by Dave Irwin and the Falcons. They trail it 18-10 with 6:10 to go in the second quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take the timeout with them. We're back after this.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. An 18-10 lead right now for Elm Creek. And it's kind of forced Wilcox-Hildreth to call a couple of timeouts to see if they can circle the wagons a little bit. Emily Poole is going to turn the ball over on that far side. Had a little trouble with that pass, kind of got pinned in the corner. And that'll be another Wilcox-Hildreth turnover. And unofficially, turnovers, I've got both pretty even here. 8 for Wilcox-Hildreth, 7 for Elm Creek. Little penetration here for Sage Martin. Little runner in the lane, no good. And rebounded by the Falcons. Snagging the bound is going to be Wojcieski. And Wojcieski will bring in the offensive zone. Passes for Heinrichs. Gets in the corner here for Poole. Poole's going to fire the three and hit the three. So Emily Poole strokes in the three-pointer. She's got 5 in the game. And Ferguson will set up the half-court offense here for the Buffaloes. 5:25 to go, second quarter, 18-13. 5-point lead. Number 5 is going to fire a 3. That's Robbins. Shot is no good. Offensive rebound by Cornell. And finally, in the possession there for Wilcox-Hildreth is going to be Cameron Preston. Long pass up ahead. And it's going to be off the hands of Hannah Robbins and out of bounds. So back in the battle is going to be Mackenzie Dio for Elm Creek. Falcons making a couple of substitutions as well. Ashley Nichols and Riley Jenkins going to check into the game. Nichols averages about 11.6 points per ball game. Doesn't start, but obviously that's pretty good presence off the bench. He has a little runner in the lane here. Nichols' shot is no good. But loose ball is going to be picked up by the Falcons. They'll kick it off left side here for Poole. Poole will fire the three-pointer. It's no good. And rebound taken out by Areta. She'll get the ball off here for Martin. Then back out for Dio. Dio's going to fire a three. That's no good. Coming up with a rebound is Martin. She'll dribble around a little bit. Kick back out for Robbins. Robbins looking on that right wing, gets it in the lane. Ferguson, turnaround jumper, no good. Loose ball picked up there by the Falcons after the miss. And on the way out, Wilcox-Hildreth takes an extra step, and they'll turn it over again. Isn't necessarily the number of turnovers for Wilcox-Hildreth, but the fact that sometimes it's just not a lot of pressure when they turn the ball over, just missed opportunities. They've limited the number of shots they've had. It isn't because Elm Creek's played great defense. They just kind of lost track of the ball. Pass on the right side for Robbins. That's not to say Elm Creek isn't playing good defense, because they are. Lob pass down low, tipped around into the hands of Cornell. Cornell puts up the shot. Now she's going to head to the line. Great hands there for Cornell as that pass was tipped. That was not an easy thing to grab. And she'll head to the free throw line, where she hasn't been a whole lot, only 9 out of 10 coming into the weekend. That's 90% shooting, but as aggressive as she is, I think that could be one thing she could add to her game, is try to get herself to the free throw line a little bit more. The free throw is up and good. By the way, the foul was called on Poole. That is her first. So Cornell, with 2 free throws, makes both of them. And now it's a 7-point lead, 20-13. And another bad pass as Wilcox-Hildreth turns it over. Dribbling on the right side is Dio. Dio gives it off for Robbins. Robbins has it knocked out of her hands by Wojcieski and out of bounds. So Robbins will trigger it in on the far sideline. But not until Sydney Wojcicki going to check into the game, the 5'7 freshman. So she'll come in, and Bergstrom will step out. They work around the perimeter. Sage Martin has it on the left side. She'll give it right wing here for Robbins. Back around. They'll kick it in the corner there for Dio. Dio will fire a three. That is no good. Rebound in underneath. Bounce pass inside to Cornell. Cornell can't hit the shot. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Wilcox-Hildreth. On the bounce, they'll kick it off here left side. Now, nice entry pass down low. One-handed shot for Nichols. No good. And we got a foul on the rebound. And that will go against the Falcons. That'll be a push there on Ashley Nichols. So Nichols, that is her first foul. Neither team in the bonus just yet. We've got 3:35 to go here in the second quarter. Both teams with five team fouls. Robbins on that left side. Kicks it top of the circle here for Ferguson. Gets it down low for Cornell. Now top of the circle for Robbins. Pass right wing here for Ferguson. Skips it over off the hands and now the drive here for Sage Martin. And they're going to say Sage Martin had a double dribble. I didn't think she had control of it initially, but the officials called the double dribble, and that'll be a turnover here on the Buffaloes. Again, an unforced error. Sydney Wojcicki, long pass up ahead, and there's going to be a push, and that's going to be the third foul on Claire Cornell. So Cornell picks up her third foul, and I'm sure that she's coming out. Yes, she is. Into the game is Areta. Cornell will come out with three fouls with 3:15 to go here in the second quarter. That could be a factor down the road. Poole will help work it down low. Posting up strong there is Ashley Nichols, and Nichols will score for Wilcox-Hildreth. Nice entry pass down low, and she's able to bank it in. Top of the circle, right wing, Dio. Dio will give it off on the right side for Robbins. She's going to fire the three. No good. And rebounded by Wilcox-Hildreth. Long pass here for the Falcons. Great catch inside. And the shot's good for Ashley Nichols. Long pass up ahead. And Nichols is able to stroke it in as she kind of cherry-picking on the floor there. That'll make it a three-point ball game. 20-17, 2:38 to go. Driving is going to be Martin on the baseline. Tough shot, a little bit strong, but rebound tipped in the hands of Dio. Dio's shot won't fall, and it's going to be rebounded out. On the run, they get it up. Shot's going to be blocked in underneath. Coming up with a loose ball is Nichols. Nichols helps work it around here for Poole. Poole gave it away, gets it back, now gets it in the lane. Little drive here by Jenkins. She'll give it off right side, and they're going to call 3 seconds. That'll be Wilcox-Hildreth turnover. Well, there was a lot of stuff going on there. Pretty hectic pace for just a little while, and we got a full timeout here for Elm Creek. Mike Ford calls the timeout with 59. Well, I'm sorry, the call timeout. Didn't see how much time was on the clock before they set it up for the countdown here. But our timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll take a 30-second break. We're back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth as we have a 20-17 ball game, 2:14 to go here in the second quarter. As Elm Creek calls the timeout. Both teams, whoever's going to take better care of the basketball is probably going to win this game. Hannah Robbins brings in the offensive zone, looks at 2-3 zone, gives it off right side for Dio. Dio kicks it out for Ferguson. Ferguson gets it in the lane. That's a nice little post move there by Martin. Martin can't get the shot to fall, and it's rebounded by Wilcox-Hildreth. Snagging the bound there was Sydney Wojcicki, and they'll kick it out for your left side for Poole. Poole will fire the three. No good, and rebound ripped out of there, and then stolen. Well, they're going to say that somebody was on the sideline here, and they're going to call a dead ball. Originally, it was saved into the hands of Emily Poole, and then the official said, no, no, no. Dio, when she made the save, was on the sideline, so that kind of stopped it. That actually is a little bit of a break here for Elm Creek, even though they turned the ball over. Quick little jumper on the right side. Shot for Wilcox-Hildreth is off the mark, and a long rebound tipped out, and on the run with it is going to be Areta. Areta's going to lay it up with that right hand. It's in. Nice hustle there for Areta to get that tip ball after the miss and able to go all the way in for that layup. Long pass right side. Giving up on it is Sydney Wojcicki. She thought somebody else was down there. There wasn't. So Wilcox-Hildreth turns the ball over. Minute 15 to go. Quarter number two, 22-17, a five-point lead. Here for Elm Creek, and they've got the basketball and in no hurry to bring it across the timeline. Hannah Robbins slowly will dribble, gives it off right side for Areta, top of the circle for Ferguson. Back on that right wing here for Dio. Dio for Ferguson, skips it off left side. That's Areta. She'll pull up a long two. That's no good. And rebounded by the Falcons. They'll get it to Wojcicki. Wojcicki in the lane. A quick little runner up and good. About a 12-foot jumper there for Riley Jenkins. So nice little kind of mini runner there for Riley Jenkins. Areta looks right side. Going to kick into the corner. Stepping into a three here is going to be Dio. Dio's shot is off the mark. Rebounded out to the younger Wojcicki. And the Falcons are on the run. They get it out here for Poole. Back out for Sydney Wojcicki. Law pass inside into the hands of Nichols. Nichols shot no good. Nichols fighting for the rebound. She's pinned down there and somehow gets it out to Wojcicki. So the Falcons will reset the offense. 8 seconds to go. They get it down low. Gruel on that left hand. Shot is up and good. 1 second left, and they don't know that they're running out of time, and that will do it. A late bucket. And actually, that bucket I thought originally was Gruel, but it was Ashley Nichols who in traffic came up with that and laid it up and in. She made it a one-point ball game with that shot. It's Elm Creek with a 22-21 lead as we head to the locker room. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll talk with Tanner Cavaney, head boys basketball coach here at Elm Creek. We'll do that as we'll return here to Elm Creek right after this timeout.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We are at halftime of a pretty good girls basketball game. Elm Creek had a comfortable lead early on, but Wilcox-Hildreth able to whittle it down. We're 22-21 here at halftime, and we anticipate the boys game should be a very interesting affair as well as Elm Creek kind of getting a little bit healthier, and right now Wilcox-Hildreth undefeated on the season. Kind enough to join us to talk about it is Tanner Cavaney, head boys basketball coach here for the Buffaloes. And Tanner, the issue kind of has been, at least in my book looking at things, has been injuries. Are you guys kind of finally getting healthy and kind of getting back where you want to be?
Yeah, we had some injuries and some sickness that kind of dealt us a bad blow, but we've had everybody at practice, we've gotten some reps, and we've been playing better.
So. Yeah, and you kind of can see that. I mean, early on in the year, you kind of took some hiccups, and now, just as much as anything, you got a full staff to work with when you're at practice.
Yeah, it's good. We've had everybody at practice. We've been able to work on some of the flaws that we've had, and beginning of the year, we had a tough schedule. Played some bigger schools, and we put some kids in some tough spots, and some of our younger kids, I thought, handled it really well. I mean, you ask a kid that's a freshman to do some different things, they're going to struggle from time to time. And we had some sophomores that were doing some different things, too. So we got everybody back, and we're playing better basketball.
Well, and I think a good piece of indication for that is you played a very tough, very good C1 basketball team in Cozad at their place in the holiday tournament. You played them here. But again, you guys weren't exactly full staffed at that point, but that showed a lot of fight. But then the 15-point win against Donovan Trumbull, that's a nice win.
Yeah, and we started playing good basketball, started hitting some shots. And Nick Crowley's come back for us, and he's really helped us with our offensive flow a lot. And the biggest thing is we got a little continuity, we got a little confidence, and especially the last two games, we played way better.
There's almost that cliche that whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Because you had some illness, you had some injuries, you got to play some other guys. Talk to me about the impact it's had on your depth.
Well, we were hoping we can just keep building some depth. I feel comfortable probably going about 8-9 deep in our bench, and hopefully we can get like 10 deep. But, it just depends upon the personnel groupings that the other team has and our own personnel groupings and what we're trying to get on O and D. And we got some kids who can do some different things, and we put them in some situations where they've had to handle it. So, again, hopefully we can just keep building depth and stay healthy. So.
We're talking with Tanner Cavaney, head boys basketball coach at Elm Creek. At halftime, the Elm Creek girls lead Wilcox Hildreth 22-21. Tanner, let's talk a little bit about Wilcox Hildreth. 11-0, they had a pretty good test last night at Kennesaw.
Yep.
What makes them a pretty good basketball team?
Ivan does a great job for the odd kid, getting them up and down the floor, getting them in their sets. Really quick kid. He's tough to guard in a one-on-one situation. I think the Jeldon kid's really played well for him this year. He's hit some shots for him. And then the Farley kid's in the middle. He's a tough matchup. Big Dong Wall kid. Really does a good job of controlling the boards and blocking some shots. And they're a little bit more of they like to get a controlled situations. And they're like, we've talked to the kids, the more it gets into our flow, the way we want to play, the more success that we think we'll have tonight. If it gets kind of into their flow, the more success they have. So, they're a good basketball team. Brent does a great job of them. I mean, his resume speaks for itself. And it'll be a tough game, and I think it'll be a good game.
What do you kind of see as a key to success for you guys tonight?
Oh, I think controlling the boards. They're really good on the O&D boards, getting a couple maybe second shots, and then just running good offense, just kind of doing what we do, just getting into a flow a little bit, getting certain players in spots where they can score the hoop, and again, having a fun time. I think tonight's game's a pretty big game for as far as conference goes. They're undefeated, of course, and we're undefeated in conference. So with seeding and everything coming up with conference and everything like that, it'll be a fun game.
And again, what makes them a good rebounding team is they've got some size.
Yep.
So you to just go out there and say we need to rebound better. You can't do that. You're not going to grow between now and the tip off of the game. What are some things that you're going to have to do to make sure that you guys do rebound well?
It's not like we're a small team either.
No,
we got Nick Crowley, who's about 6'3", 6'4", and Austin Stolpe, who's about 6'3", 6'4". And I mean, I think we can match up with them somewhat. Farley's a little bit more of a, athletic big, I think, a little bit too. So, I mean, I'm really impressed with them because they know what their job is. A lot of basketball teams, and Randy, you've seen them up where maybe this kid's doing something that he's not capable of doing, and this kid's doing this, and it kind of throws everything off. They know what their jobs are. This kid's doing this, this kid's doing this, this kid's doing this. And, I think they really bought into Brent's system. And I mean, it shows with their record being 11-0. So, hats off to them. And hopefully we can give them a good shot and a good go tonight. So.
Hey, best of luck to you, Tanner. Appreciate it. Tanner Cavaney, head boys basketball coach. We're at halftime of the girls' game, 22-21. Elm Creek with a one-point lead. We'll check the halftime numbers. We come back right after this.
Kelly Sales and Service in Elm Creek is proud a supporter of the area athletes in tonight's game. See Kelly's for everything automotive, from minor tune-ups to major repairs. Or if you're tired of putting money into that old car, talk to them about great selection of used vehicles that they have on the lot. If they don't have the car that you're looking for, they can find it. Proud sponsor of all high school sports. Best of luck, Buffaloes.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back here. We're at the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Remember, Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Wilcox-Hildreth. They're being led by Ashley Nichols off the bench. She's got 8 points here in the first half and three rebounds. Emily Poole with 5 points. Riley Jenkins with four. And Sophie Gruhl with 4 points here at intermission as well. Checking things here for Elm Creek. As leading the way for them so far is Claire Cornell, as usual. She's got 8 points here in the first half, but Mackenzie Dio also with 8 points at intermission. Asia Oreta with four, and Sage Martin with 2 points. Some team numbers for you. Unofficially shooting, Wilcox-Hildreth is 10 of 25. Elm Creek is 9 of 31. Three-point shooting, Wilcox-Hildreth is 1 of 6. Elm Creek is 2 of 11. And Elm Creek also 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Wilcox-Hildreth has yet to get to the free throw line. Elm Creek has out-rebounded Wilcox-Hildreth 18 to 15. And turnovers, 9 turnovers for Wilcox-Hildreth, 9 for Elm Creek, 13 for Wilcox-Hildreth. And we are at halftime with our score. It's Elm Creek 22 and Wilcox-Hildreth 21. And it will be Elm Creek basketball to start the third quarter. They bring in the offensive end here. Claire Robbins will give it off left side for Cornell. Cornell will dribble. Nice pass through the lane to Sage Martin. Martin missed the shot. Rebound still on the ground. And coming up with it eventually is going to be Elm Creek. They'll pass it off on that right side. Martin makes a great catch and is able to lay it up and in. Sage Martin was able to grab a pass and take it off the glass there. That was a great catch. As they threw it in there, I think that was Cornell who made the pass. Quick jumper on that right side for Alexa Heinrichs. Heinrichs' shot will not fall, but it is rebounded out of there. And the jumper on that left side up and good for Poole. So Emily Poole getting it on that left wing, able to hit a little runner from about 12 or 13 feet or so. And now working around the perimeter here is going to be Cornell. Cornell in the lane, loses the basketball. And we're going to have a reach whistled on Elm Creek. Is that going to be on Cornell? Didn't see who they called the foul on. Well, they're just going to say it went out of bounds. Nope, it is a foul. They finally put it up there. It's going to be on Ferguson. So Ferguson called for the foul here. And Wilcox-Hildreth down by a point, turns the ball over there, trying to lob it down low here for Nichols. And she couldn't quite come up with it, so that'll be another Wilcox-Hildreth turnover. So Robbins on the bounce, brings in the offensive end, and she'll get it off here for Cornell. Top of the circle, they'll get it out for Ferguson. Ferguson, right wing for Martin. Over there for Robbins. Back around the perimeter we go. Dio's going to fire a three. Nice-looking shot, but it is no good, and tracked down in the corner by Wilcox-Hildreth. So the Falcons bring it in the offensive end. Poole throws it in the lane from the elbow. Riley Jenkins hits the shot. So Jenkins, nice job there. getting that ball about 15 feet away, catching and shooting, and Wilcox-Hildreth has the lead, 25-24. Pass on the right side for Robbins. Gives it top of the circle here for Dio. Right side for Robbins again. Robbins will fire a three. No good. Cornell gets the rebound, takes it off glass, and it's in. And she's hit on the arm. So she makes the putback after the three-pointer was missed, and she'll have a chance for a three-point play herself. She put her team back on top here, 26-25 with 6:03 to go, and the foul on Riley Jenkins is going to be her second. And Cornell, who's a good free-throw shooter, over 90% on the season, will try to finish the three-point play, and as soon as I brag about her free-throw shooting, she misses, and the rebound is going to be tied up. And the Falcons have the possession arrow, so they'll get the basketball here. At the conclusion of the Amherst Wrestling Invitational, we'll be making the transition over to Classic Hits 98.9 FM. At the elbow, Falcons work it off now right wing for Poole. Poole tries to throw it down low. It's saved, but into the hands of Elm Creek, so Wilcox-Hildreth does turn it over. Long pass up ahead to Cornell. Cornell passed through the lane, off the hands of the Falcons and out of bounds. Poole was able to put up her hand in front of Hannah Robbins. If Poole's not there, then Robbins would have got an easy bucket as Cornell, going out of bounds, was able to get it over to her teammate. And they'll inbound it. On the inbounds, Dio is going to fire a three. It's no good. And rebound to Poole. Poole facing a little bit of pressure. But she's able to get the ball off on that left side for Alex Vucheski. Vucheski on the bounce. Takes the top of the circle. Gives it off left side for Alexa Heinrichs. Heinrichs' pass goes through the lane, through the hands, and that'll be another turnover. Long pass up ahead here for Hannah Robbins. Robbins can't track it down, and they'll go out of bounds. Haven't seen the indication yet, but both teams have just turned the ball over. Well, no harm, no foul there, I guess, as both teams just turned it over. And with 5:17 to go here in the third quarter, it's 26-25. Wilcox-Hildreth took their first lead of the game not too long ago, but they're still down by a point. But the Falcons can take the lead back. They'll kick it off left side. Heinrichs is going to fire a three. That is a little bit short. And rebound taken out. They'll get it up to Cornell. Cornell's going to lay it up and in. She outran everybody. They got that outlet to her. And Coach Ford's going to call the timeout here for Elm Creek with 4:56 to go in the third quarter. Elm Creek with a 28-25 lead this timeout. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll take a break. We're back right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back. We just found out that the Wrestling Invitational is wrapping up. There'll be a little post-match, a couple of interviews, but we'll be making the transition soon to Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Three-point deficit for the Falcons as they bring in the offensive zone. They're going to kick it here left side for Poole. Poole got a hand right in her face there by Cornell. Pass to the elbow for Jenkins. Jenkins on that right wing gets it off for Wojcicki. Wojcicki's shot will not fall. And, again, a pass up to Cornell after the rebound. And Cornell will get another easy bucket. And let's give credit where credit's due. There was a nice rebound by Mackenzie Dio, who got the rebound and then was able to kick it up court very quick. And again, a timeout being taken here by the Falcons. They need to find some way to slow down Claire Cornell. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. It's 30-25 Elm Creek. We're back after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
Well, the Falcons are going to have to slow down that outlet pass if they're going to want to come back in this one. That is our Seeds to Success, brought to you by Pioneer Seed Representative Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer Seed dealer. Science with service, delivering success. Pass down low here for the Falcons. They get it in the hands of Cameron Preston, and Preston, a little up and under move, goes up, and she's hit on the arm, so she'll be heading to the free throw line. The foul is going to be whistled on Dio. That is going to be her third. So she has three. And Preston will go to the free throw line and shoot two. And the first one is short. Now I'll give her another opportunity, however. Preston, 6 out of 16 on the season. So she's about a 38% free throw shooter. Her second free throw rolls around, no good. Offensive rebound taken out of there. Nice job of cleaning the glass there by Riley Jenkins. Jenkins' pass on the inside is able to get it in underneath to Preston, and Preston is hit on the arm, so she'll go to the line. And that is going to be another foul on Cornell. Free throw is up and good. Cornell now has picked up her fourth foul. So she has four fouls right now, and Preston at the free throw line will be shooting two. She makes the first one. And now her second one, back the iron and no good. And rebound for Dio. So Dio gets the rebound. Long pass up ahead. This time it's out to Robbins. Robbins didn't have an angle, so she'll get the ball back after she passed it around. And Areta will now get it right side for Ferguson. Ferguson throws it in the lane, and Elm Creek turns the ball over. They don't have numbers, so Wilcox-Hildreth not in a huge hurry getting the ball up court, but they get in the offensive zone. Earhart's entry pass going to be stolen away by Elm Creek. So Wilcox-Hildreth turns it over. And in traffic, I think we're going to have a double dribble called here on Sage Martin. So Elm Creek dribbling through some traffic. They turn it over. 30-26, 3:39 to go, third quarter. And the Falcons going to toss it in. Bergstrom brings in the offensive end. We'll get it off left side for Heinrichs. Heinrichs skips it out here for Sarah Earhart. Earhart, dangerous pass, but it's tipped around. They finally get it in the hands of Heinrichs. Heinrichs will fire a three. No good. Areta comes down with a rebound. And she turns the ball over as she was trying to pass it, lost the ball as she was beginning to kind of pass it, and ended up being pinned up against her body, and she took an extra step before she unloaded it. She was trying to make a long pass and just wasn't strong enough really to throw that ball as far as she wanted to, and when she was trying to get her footwork so she could really pump it down court, she ended up taking an extra step. Entry pass going to be tipped into the hands of Mackenzie Dio, so Wilcox-Hildreth turns it over. And the Buffalo slowly into the offensive end here as the Falcons were back very quickly. Areta on that right side, going to fire a three in and out, no good. Bergstrom is able to pull down the rebound after the missed three. And then we're going to have a reaching foul called on the Buffaloes, and that'll go against number 21, Shelby Ferguson. So Ferguson called for the foul. That's going to be the fourth against the home team here. Elm Creek leads at 30-26, 2:54 to go here in the third quarter. Bergstrom in the offensive end loses the ball and out of bounds. But it was last touched by one of the Buffaloes. Hannah Robbins, to be specific. For Wilcox-Hildreth, Alex Vucheski and Emily Poole, a couple of starters checking back into the game. Alexa Heinrichs, one of them that's coming out. And the other one that's coming out is going to be Sarah Earhart. And they got their proper allotment of five players. They cycle through on the inbounds. And with the basketball here is going to be Riley Jenkins. Jenkins pass top of the circle, knocked down, but Robbins couldn't finish the steal. They'll get it back out to Jenkins. Jenkins will try a long jumper. It's no good. Rebounded by Elm Creek after the miss, but they lose the basketball. Trying to get her way through traffic there was Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson got the rebound, but then lost the basketball. So Poole will inbound it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs will put up the jumper, no good. And Ferguson pulls down another rebound. So here comes Ferguson in the offensive end. She'll give it to Areta. Pass on that right side goes off the hands of Hannah Robbins. Elm Creek will lose possession of the ball as Wilcox Hildreth will inbound it. 18 turnovers for Wilcox Hildreth, unofficially 14 for Elm Creek. Whoever takes better care of the ball is going to be in pretty good shape. Bergstrom dribbling on that right side, lost the ball, but it goes off the hands of Mackenzie Dio and out of bounds. So Falcons will inbound it underneath their own basket, right in front of the cheerleaders. And they'll lob it in the lane. Nice catch, but then they lose the basketball. Wilcox Hildreth turns it over, and they'll bounce it out here for Robbins. Robbins kicks it back out for Dio. Dio is going to fire the long jumper. It's no good. And rebound taken out for Sage Martin. They get it back inside for Robbins. Robbins on that baseline tries to pass it out, and Poole knocks it out of bounds. They were trying to kick it out here for Sage Martin, who was open for three in the corner. Don't know if she was going to shoot it. We'll never know because the ball never got there as Poole knocked it out of bounds. And on the inbounds, Riley Jenkins will knock the ball down. So inbounded again here by Hannah Robbins. And they get it in for Dio. Top of the circle, Areta. Back heels on the top of the arc. Shot's no good. And rebounded by Wilcox Hildreth after the long deuce. They work it up court very quickly, but Bergstrom's pass is going to be stolen away. Hannah Robbins comes up with a great steal there, and she'll give it off for Areta. They've got numbers, but the high pass is off the fingertips and out of bounds. Shelby Ferguson couldn't come up with it. Had a two-on-one down court, and playing safety, if you will, for Wilcox Hildreth was Riley Jenkins, and Jenkins was able to tip a pass that then went off the intended receiver's hands and out of bounds. And now the long pass going to be intercepted here by Dio. Dio with the steal. Dio with the drive off glass. No good. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Falcons. So Elm Creek comes up with the steal. Couldn't come up with the shot, though. But they still have possession of the ball here with a minute 14 to go in the third quarter. They also have a 30-26 lead. Tossing in on the baseline is going to be Dio. And they'll just work it around the perimeter. They get it right wing for Ferguson. Ferguson dribbling around Heinrichs. Baseline. Her pass is going to be turned over. Elm Creek with another turnover as it eventually got into the hands of Preston. So Cameron Preston will give the ball off for Alex Vocheski. Vocheski in the offensive end almost lost it. Gives it to Poole. Poole dribbles on the baseline. And we're going to have a hand check called against Mackenzie Dio. And that is going to be her fourth foul. So Dio called for her fourth foul. She's got 8 points and four fouls. Claire Cornell has 14 points and four fouls as well. There's 22 of the 30 points in foul trouble here for the Buffaloes. And both of them are on the bench at the moment. Inbounded, Jenkins gets it to Poole. Poole will dribble in the lane, little floater up and good. So Emily Poole will cut the lead in half. 45 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Right side, losing the basketball is Elm Creek, but I think there's a push that they're going to call on the Falcons. Yes, they are. Areta was dribbling on that right side, and she was blocked. And that will go against Riley Jenkins. That is going to be her third. Inbounded for Robbins. She's going to fire a three. No good. And the rebound for Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson gives it off. A little runner here for Sage Martin. Martin's shot is no good, and Wilcox Hildreth snags the rebound after the miss. They get it to Poole on the right side. Bad pass, going to be intercepted here by Ferguson. 20 seconds left, and as she gets it up here for Hannah Robbins. Robbins gives it up on the left wing. Shot no good for Hannah Robbins, and we've got a foul on the rebound. And that'll be the sixth foul now against the Buffaloes. So the Falcons will inbound it with 14.1 to go here in the third as the foul was whistled on Taylor Gettert. Heinrichs has it, gives it off on the left side. Over there is Preston. Preston kicks it top of the circle. 15-foot jumper by Vocheski, no good. A tip at the buzzer, hanging on the rim. It will not fall. And so that will do it for the first three quarters here. Another tight ball game, 30-28, a two-point lead for Elm Creek as we head to the fourth quarter coming up right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? with their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See CappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
And welcome back here. We head to the fourth quarter with Wilcox Hildreth needing a little work to do here as Elm Creek has the 30-28 lead heading into the fourth, and Elm Creek will have possession of the basketball to start this quarter as well. But again, some foul trouble for Elm Creek because their two leading scorers each have four fouls apiece, and they're both out there at the moment with the ball top of the circle here. Trying to three is going to be Hannah Robbins. Robbins shot's no good. Rebounded by Wilcox Hildreth. Alex Wojcicki is able to pull down the rebound after the missed shot. Lost the ball, but is able to track it down. Heinrichs now has it top of the circle. Kicks left side for Poole. Poole lost the ball, but into the hands of her teammate, Alex Wojcicki. She'll get it to the elbow here for Jenkins. Jenkins, nice pass down low. And taking it off glass and getting the friendly kiss off the glass there is Cameron Preston. So Preston has been kind of the hot hand here at times, as she currently, it only has 3 points, but she's really had some good looks in underneath. They work the ball around the perimeter left side. Dio's going to fire the three. No good. Rebounded by Hannah Robbins. As Robbins then, her outlet pass is going to be turned over. She missed the target. When I heard the whistle, I thought they might call a foul, as there was some contact, but nobody really had the advantage. Buffaloes will make a substitution as Sage Martin comes back into the ballgame. She's going to give a breather here to Shelby Ferguson with 7:04 to go. 30-30. We are deadlocked as we head into the fourth quarter here. Pass to the high elbow, and there's going to be a foul called and a very dangerous pass by Wilcox Hildreth. Trying to throw the ball down low was Riley Jenkins, and boy, that defense was right there, but they're going to say that Hannah Robbins committed a foul on the body. That'll be her first, but it's now 7 as a team against Elm Creek. So Wilcox Hildreth will head to the free throw line, and they have not gone to the line a whole lot here today. Free throw here is good. That is only their second make. They are now 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. Neither team really has gone to the line a lot. Second free throw, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds off of Elm Creek. Alexa Heinrichs was doing battle there with Claire Cornell for the rebound, and they're going to say it went off of Cornell's leg and out of bounds. So the Falcons will inbound it. They'll work it around, and they give it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs dribbles that right side. They triple-team her. They throw it to Poole. It's on the ground. That's going to be a hell ball, and the possession arrow is pointing to Elm Creek. So for only the second time tonight, Wilcox Hildreth has a 1-point lead. Elm Creek has led most of the game, but I don't think they've ever had a lead larger than 4 points. It's been a tight game throughout. Driving left side is Dio. Quick low baseline jumper, no good. Offensive rebound, shot won't fall here for Cornell. And then finally pulling down the rebound is going to be Cameron Preston, who ended the possession there for Elm Creek. Ball knocked out of bounds on the baseline. So the Falcons will inbound it. They're setting up the inbounds play. I don't know what play number one is, but that's the call as Riley Jenkins. And it'll be a line inbounds, and she'll underhand it to Heinrichs. And Heinrichs will put up a long deuce. It's up and good. Alexa Heinrichs strokes it in, and that's the largest lead of the game here for Wilcox Hildreth. They lead it 33-30. Three-pointer on that left side. Draining it is Mackenzie Dio. Dio strokes in the three to tie things up. This timeout taken by the Buffaloes. We're tied at 33 here with about 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll be back with the final 6 minutes or so, and we come back right after this.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back. This is the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth as these two teams doing pretty good battle. And again, I think the Falcons need to be aggressive. They have the opportunity to get to the free throw line a lot more than what Elm Creek is going to be. So we'll see if that's going to be their seeds to success. Brought to you by Craig Weegis, your local Pioneer brand seed dealer. Where can corn growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? Well, that's easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. The great seeds of success to a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weegis. So the Falcons bring into the offensive zone here. And they'll lob it down low inside. Kind of sneaking through that back door and laying it up and in is Cameron Preston. She got another valuable touch there. And again, it'll be a two-point lead here for the Falcons. On the bounce, driving through the lane. One-handed shot there for Cornell. No good. Rebound out for Martin. She'll kick it out. A three-pointer here for Robbins. It's going to go out of bounds, and it will belong to the Falcons. So good work there. That was a nice look there for Claire Cornell, but she couldn't quite get the shot to fall. And again, with her foul trouble, she's been stuck on about 14 points for quite a while, but she's got a double-double, 14 points and 10 rebounds. And a bad turnover here by Alex Vocheski. That'll end the possession. So Wilcox Hilder turns it over. The Buffaloes will work it around top of the circle. Looking inside is going to be Sage Martin. She tried to lob it down low. It actually hit the glass, but the loose ball was picked up and put in by Mackenzie Dale. So Dio will give her credit for a made putback there. As since it hit the glass, it's actually going to be a shot, but they were trying to lob it inside for Cornell. Entry pass stolen away by Cornell. So she'll come up with the loose ball, bring into the offensive end, and she loses the ball on the way down court. Tries to lob it up ahead for Hannah Robbins, and that'll be another Elm Creek turnover. 4:42 to go, fourth quarter, 35-35. Wilcox Hildreth and Elm Creek. Dribbling left wing here is Alex Vucheski. Again, I think they need to attack the glass because they'll get to the free throw line. Jumper right side for Heinrichs, and she hits a three. Alexa Heinrichs with 5 points here in the last few seconds. And those are the only points that she's had in the ballgame so far. Skip pass on the right side for Dio. And Dio with an extra step. Turn the ball over right in front of head coach Mike Ford. And Mike Ford does not complain about that call one iota. Emily Poole will give it to Alex Vucheski. We're now midway through the fourth quarter. We are entering the four-minute mark. 38-35, three-point lead for the Falcons. And a three-pointer here for Heinrichs. No good. It goes out of bounds. And out of bounds already was Areta. It would have been off the Falcons, but Areta looked up after she fell down, and the ball went right to her, and she just picked it up. Had she not grabbed that ball, it would have been Buffalo's ball. As it is, the Falcons are going to inbound it underneath their own basket. Well, you just don't help that. You stand up, and that's what you do. They inbound it inside. Quick jumper by Preston. Shot no good. Preston gets a rebound, and she's fouled. They're going to call the foul here on Mackenzie Dio. And for Dio, if it is on her, nope, they did not give it to Dio. My apologies. They did not give it to Dio. That was going to be her fifth, but instead they gave it to Sage Martin as just her first. And that's some of the talk on the far side by the Falcon fans. They thought the foul was going to be on Dio, bringing her out of the game. In any event, the free throw is up and good here for Wilcox Hildreth and Cameron Preston. So Preston makes the first one to make it 39-35. Her second free throw, back the iron and no good. Rebound out to Ferguson. Ferguson pulls down the rebound, dribbles up court, and we're going to have a turnover. She was being pinched there a little bit by a defender off of either shoulder, and I didn't know if they're going to call a reach or that walk because she did not jump stop with it, and Elm Creek did turn it over. So a chance here for Wilcox Hildreth to add to a four-point lead. Ball pass, a little bit too high. Emily Poole can't track it down. And that'll be another Wilcox Hildreth turnover. That was not Poole's fault. She really didn't have much of a chance to get to that ball at all. In the offensive zone here is Elm Creek. And a long two-pointer on that right side for Shelby Ferguson. No good. Offensive rebound by Cornell. And then we've got a foul on the rebound in underneath. I'd like to welcome those who are joining us now on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, 39-35, a four-point lead right now for Wilcox Hildreth. Their girls here in the fourth quarter have a four-point lead. The foul was whistled on Elm Creek's Hannah Robbins. That is going to be her second foul of the game. And a 1-1 coming up here for the Falcons. It's up and in for Riley Jenkins. So Jenkins hits the front end of the 1-1. She now has 8 points in the ball game and a 5-point lead for Wilcox Hildreth. Now make it a 6-point lead as she makes both free throws. Elm Creek has led most of the game, but never had a lead larger than 4 points, and they turn the ball over. Loose ball is going to be picked up by Alex Vocheski. It is knocked out of her hands and out of bounds, but last touched by Elm Creek. So that'll be another Buffalo turnover here with 3:16 to go and a 41-35 lead. 6-point lead is the largest either team has had this entire basketball game. Anticipate a great matchup on the boys' side coming up on Classic Hits 98.9 tonight. Left side, Emily Poole has it. They're trying to trap her. Pass is tipped, but somehow coming up with it is going to be Alex Vocheski. She'll dribble near midcourt, give it off right side for Alexa Heinrichs. Heinrichs has been hot here in the fourth quarter, and we're going to have a push called on the rebound against Riley Jenkins for Wilcox Hildreth. So exactly 3 minutes to go in the basketball game, a 41-35 lead for Wilcox Hildreth, but the Buffaloes have possession here, and they can make this a one possession ball game as they bring in the offensive zone. Asia Oreda's pass is going to be deflected and out of bounds. It hit Coach Ford over there. And Coach Ford, I assure you, was not in play. Areta at the end of the Elm Creek bench is going to toss it in. And she'll skip it to the far side to Dio. Dio, baseline runner, shot no good. Rebounded by the Falcons. So the Falcons pull down the rebound. That's Jenkins after the long deuce. And she'll give the ball off to Alex Vocheski. Vocheski dribbling against some pressure. Gives it off left side for Jenkins. Back around the perimeter we go. A little ball fake by Poole. Poole bumped into, no foul called as they kick it back around here for Heinrichs. Gets it in the lane. Now left side penetration by Vocheski. She's in trouble and should just hand the ball off here for Cameron Preston. And Preston, the 5'10 junior, gave it away. Now gets it back over here to Vocheski. They trapping her over there is Cornell, and Robbins putting great pressure on the ball, and they somehow get it on the baseline, the sideline for Heinrichs. Heinrichs throws it down low for Preston, and Preston can't get the shot to fall. Rebound is taken out by Elm Creek after the miss, and we're going to have a reach. It's going to be called here on Vocheski. So Ike's Vocheski going to be called for the foul after a couple of opportunities for Wilcox Hildreth, but they couldn't cash in on it. Still a 6-point lead for Wilcox Hildreth as Elm Creek comes up, and we'll look at a 2-1-2 defense. Kick right side for Dio. Dio jumper is an air ball and pulled down by Heinrichs. So Heinrichs pulls down the defensive rebound and a little bit of token pressure. Now it backs off as Vocheski brings it across the timeline. Now they want to trap. Heinrichs gives it off the left wing. Now on the right side is Poole. She's going to fire a three. No good. And rebounded by Cornell. So Cornell pulls down the rebound. Still dribbling. Takes it with that left hand. Throws it over to Areta at the free throw line to give it for Martin. Her 15-foot jumper is no good. And rebounded by Heinrichs. So Heinrichs pulls down the rebound after the miss. And with a minute 22 to go, it's across the timeline. 6-point ball game. Left side Heinrichs. Falcons leading it 41-35. Ball back in the hands of Heinrichs. 5-second count going on, and we got a timeout being taken, and that's probably a pretty good decision there by Dave Irwin, who calls the timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 41-35, a 6-point lead for the Falcons. We'll be back with the final minute plus. We come back after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Well, Elm Creek had a lead of 3 at the end of one quarter. It was a 1-point lead at halftime, and it was a 2-point lead at the end of the third. And in that fourth quarter now, Wilcox Hildreth has taken, I can't say command yet, but right now they lead it 41-35 with a minute 10 to go here in the ballgame. And fortunately, both teams have kind of come through this game unscathed. Doesn't appear that anybody's hurt or winded or slowed down at all. So that's great news that no injuries being occurred out there. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Tossing in here is going to be Alex Wojcicki. She'll throw it in the backcourt to Riley Jenkins, and Jenkins going to be fouled immediately by Shelby Ferguson. And for Shelby Ferguson, that is going to be her third. Again, some serious foul trouble here for the Buffaloes. Claire Cornell, 14 points and 4 fouls. Mackenzie Dio, 13 points also with 4 fouls. So they do not want to be, some of them, they're out there committing fouls. That is the 10th foul, so 2 free throws coming up here for the Falcons here on out, and Riley Jenkins makes the first of 2. They've got a 7-point lead. I mentioned earlier that the Falcons need to be aggressive, and part of that is if they attack and get a foul, even if it's not shooting, they're still going to get 2 shots. Second free throw rolls around and is good. So Wilcox Hildreth, who missed their first 3 free throws, they're now 7 of 12 from the line. They push that lead out to 8. They get it top of the circle here for Dio. Dio will try the long deuce. Robbins pulls down the rebound. She'll give it inside for Cameron Cornell, or Claire Cornell. Her outlet pass is going to be knocked away by the Falcons and out of bounds. 50.6, 8-point ball game at 43-35. Ball inbounded here for Robbins. Gives it top of the circle. 3-pointer on that right side. No good for Dio, and they're going to let it go out of bounds. And it was last touch by Elm Creek. So 44 seconds left, and we've got another timeout being taken here by Dave Irwin. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 43.7 to go in the ballgame. 43-35, an 8-point lead for the Falcons. We come back after this.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
And welcome back here to Elm Creek as the Buffaloes have some work to do and about 44 seconds to get it done. They're down 43-35 as the Falcons have been pretty hot here in the fourth quarter. The Falcons have outscored Elm Creek 15-5 here in the fourth quarter. So they're getting it done here in the fourth stanza. And they've got the basketball right now. So they've got an 8-point lead and the ball with 43.7 to go. 10 fouls have been whistled against Elm Creek. So if the Falcons get fouled, they'll get to 2 free throws. 5-second count going on, and they don't get it inbounded in time. Riley Jenkins had the ball in her hands, and I think she was holding on to that ball for about a second before anybody even moved for the Falcons. So Wilcox Hildreth with a very painful turnover here. The inbounds and the 3-pointer is up and good for Hannah Robbins. And Robbins strokes in the 3, and the Buffaloes call the timeout. They cut the lead down to five with 39 seconds to go. That three-pointer for Hannah Robbins after the turnover gives them some life. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll keep it right here, and we'll give you a little bit of the game summary. According to my records, Wilcox Hildreth still has a timeout left. Elm Creek has two timeouts left. The possession arrow is, I want to double check it here. I believe it's pointing to Wilcox Hildreth. And again, Wilcox Hildreth is in the double bonus right now. So any foul committed by Elm Creek would send the Falcons to the line to shoot two. Falcons have a couple of fouls to give here. Running the baseline and inbounding it is going to be Jenkins. She gives it for Preston. Preston gives it back here to Jenkins. Jenkins is across the timeline, and we're going to have a reach here on Hannah Robbins. And that'll stop the clock with 33.5 to go. And that is going to be her third. And to the line is Jenkins. Jenkins shooting two. The first one is up and good. Jenkins looks very comfortable at the free throw line. And for good reason, she's about a 60% free throw shooter. She is now anyway, because she makes both free throws here. And she'll push that lead back out to seven. Bad pass, stolen away. Jenkins with the steal and on the drive is going to be fouled. Jenkins with a huge steal. And then not making sure that they get an easy layup is Asia Oreda. She commits the foul. Nothing dirty about it at all, but was somewhat of a hard foul. And to the line is going to be Jenkins shooting two here with 25.4 to go. And again, the free throw this time is a little bit short. Still a seven-point ball game with 25.4 to go. Falcons don't need too many more points to really ice this one away. The free throw here is also off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Areta. Long pass up ahead. And then turned over. Bad pass by Elm Creek. They had their opportunity, and they turned it over. And then the foul going to be committed and has to be committed by Elm Creek, as Robbins now will commit her fourth foul just to shut off the clock with 15.9 to go. Actually, they gave it to Shelby Ferguson. And that's going to be Ferguson's fourth foul. Wojcicki is the one going to be at the line shooting two, and the first one is back the iron and no good. Wilcox Hildreth, 9 of 17 from the free throw line. Elm Creek, only 2 of 5. And Wilcox Hildreth, I don't think, had a free throw in the first half. Second free throw, up and good. 16 seconds, 8-point lead. Three-pointer on that right side by Robbins, no good. Rebounded by Cornell. Cornell gives it back on the inside here for Robbins. Robbins, another three. That one, no good. And at the buzzer, a three-pointer on the right side that won't fall for Dio. And that will do it in the ball game. Your final score, it's Wilcox Hildreth 46, Elm Creek 38. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this timeout.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska-Land National Bank broadcast booth. It is a final here. Wilcox Hildreth with a 46-38 win over Elm Creek. And now Wilcox Hildreth is 8-4 on the season. Elm Creek falls to 7-4 on the year. So nice weekend here for Wilcox Hildreth and Elm Creek 7-4. So again, these two teams, very similar records, and wouldn't be at all surprised to see them somehow running into each other again in the conference tournament. Once again, your final, Wilcox Hildreth 46, Elm Creek 38. Let's take a look at the individual numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Elm Creek. They were led here tonight. Great effort by Claire Cornell. Cornell, who had some foul trouble, had to sit out a fair amount of the game, but she still finished with 14 points and 14 rebounds in the game. Mackenzie Dio with 13 points and 5 rebounds. Sage Martin had 4. Asia Areta off the bench had 4. And Hannah Robbins with 3 points. Unofficially, at Elm Creek being 16 of 70 from the field, so they got a lot of shots up, but only shot about 23% in the game as they fall here, 46-38. Meanwhile, for Wilcox Hildreth, who are now 8-4 on the year, they had just kind of the way it tends to be for them, a very balanced scoring night for them, as they were led by Riley Jenkins. Jenkins did finish with 13 points on the night. Emily Poole with 9. Ashley Nichols with 8. Cameron Preston with 6. Alexa Heinrichs with 5. And Sophie Gruel, 4 points. And Alex Vocheski hit a free throw for 1 point in the ball game. Leading rebounder was Jenkins with 7. Vocheski had 5. 4 for Ashley Nichols, 3 each for Emily Poole, Cameron Preston, and Alexa Heinrichs. Sydney Vocheski with a couple of rebounds as well. And again, some other numbers that kind of stand out here a little bit. Turnovers, Wilcox Hildreth turned the ball over 25 times compared to 22 for Elm Creek. Wilcox Hildreth, though, at the free throw line was 10 out of 18. Elm Creek only 2 of 5. And again, Wilcox Hildreth, Elm Creek kind of had to commit some fouls to send Wilcox Hildreth to the line, and the Falcons hit some free throws down the stretch, and they win this one by a final of 46-38. Well, time now to turn our attention on the boys' side as we anticipate a great matchup here tonight. Undefeated Wilcox Hildreth, they come in with a perfect 11-0 record. Elm Creek picks up a win last night. They are now 6-4 on the season. But again, they've been battling some illness and some injuries, and so on their home court, this should be a great matchup. And we're going to step away for about 12 minutes or so, and we'll come back with coverage of the Wilcox Hildreth and Elm Creek boys game coming up here in a little bit, right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Once again, your final in girls basketball, 46-38. Wilcox Hildreth with the win over Elm Creek. We'll be back with the boys game in about 12 minutes or so, right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.